This time of year in the church is called Ordinary Time, and we're coming to the end of that period and moving into Advent very shortly. So please join me in a prayer of thanksgiving and intercession for ourselves and others. Today, Lord, hear our gratitude for ordinary time and ordinary things. Thank you for the routines of our daily life, the safety in which we can go shopping for basics, the friendly smiles at the checkout of young people with their after-school jobs, watering the garden, hearing the gradual quietness that descends after lunchtime play at the nearby primary school. We are grateful for ordinary time. We know for many there is no such thing as ordinary time. They live in extraordinary conditions of danger and deprivation. We pray for the people in Vietnam and the Philippines who've lost homes and livelihoods in the recent tsunami. Children in the Gaza Strip who still suffer despite the fragile ceasefire. The families in Ukraine still enduring hardship and attacks, and those who have left loved ones behind there. We ask your blessing not only on those caught in these catastrophic events, but all those aid workers, doctors, truck drivers bringing food who are daily trying so hard to make a difference. Bless too all those leaders and politicians trying to work together for improvements and permanent solutions. As David said, Tuesday is Remembrance Day, signalling the end of a war over 80 years ago. But we know from the conflict since how fragile peace can be. Bless all those for whom this day brings reminders of heartbreak, for the families of those who didn't come home, and the families of those who did, but damaged in body, mind, or soul. We ask your blessing on all the measures now emerging to help those soldiers who themselves became victims of the war they fought. Thank you, Lord, that despite all the tribulations we see around the world, we still have hope in the peace that comes from you. Help us to demonstrate this hope and peace to the young ones emerging from their grade 12 exams and looking forward to a new stage in their life. May there be a respectful and sensible solution to the dispute between government and teachers to show that adults can work together instead of making young people disillusioned with current institutions. We ask your blessing on our church community here, especially individuals whom we know are going through their own particular trials. Give them courage and moments of joy to help them along and friends to rely on. So we ask your blessing on our activities as we seek to shine a light in your community and share your peace and hope. Bless the work of the Refresh Shop and the volunteers and customers meeting this week. Bless the fellowship lunches on Monday and Friday that help to bind us together. At the welcome to the new high school chaplain on Tuesday afternoon, may our representatives start to build a new relationship with the new person. May the concert on Saturday evening be an encouragement to the young guitarists so they know that they have a community behind them. This is a new venture, so help us to explore where you are leading us. Thank you for the pleasure of music and the way it helps us to share your love with those around us. Lord, we know these days require new ways of being church, and we are trying to experiment. You sing a new song in these days, so help us to learn from you, because sometimes we feel we don't know the music and we don't know the words. These things we ask in Christ's name, amen. Let us say together the prayer Christ taught us when he was on earth, knowing our struggles. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.